Marcus, it's a big journey. Oxford's not going alone, though.
No, we do have another two cars. One kindly donated to us for the expedition by Adam Bennett, which is a Defender 110, which I recently heard the history of the number plate, PAC 815. And Larry Leong is our Singaporean team member, and he's bringing his Defender 90, which has done the Singapore to London journey twice before. Which is extraordinary. Different route than what we're taking, but and once he did it with his seven-year-old daughter, which is makes it even more incredible. But yeah, those are the three cars: Oxford, the 110, and the 90.
And the team is Tim, obviously.
So nominally, because we will of course be swapping around driving between the three cars, Tim and Alex Beskerby, who's the filmmaker in Oxford, Larry and our team doctor in Larry's car in the 90, and myself and two other filmmakers in the 110.
But you're not going to follow the same route.
No, we're not. No, we're taking different. Tim very much, because I was looking at the start at doing it London Singapore again, and for various reasons I thought that was a sensible option. But Tim was understandably quite insistent that it should be a return, because that was of course never done in full over land, and also that we shouldn't take the exact same route. Of course, taking the exact same route would be highly problematic now anyway. But no, we're taking a more northern route from when we leave Burma. So we start in Singapore, of course, Malaysia, Thailand, Burma, and then we head up north through India and Nepal into China, into Tibet and Xinjiang. Then across the stands and into Iran, through Turkey and onwards back home. Lots of question marks remain about that. Obviously, politically, we're doing everything we can to make it that happen that way. We do have different plan Bs in different areas, but that's the rough route.
I was looking on Google Street View this morning at the area up the Renong Peninsula, where the first overland team, they only managed to get through because the surveyors had put a bulldozer trace through. It's now a 6-lane dual carriageway. So a lot of the road will be a heck of a lot easier than it was.
Yes, absolutely. I anticipate that the difficult bits, the more treacherous sections, will perhaps be in northeastern India, particularly with flooding chances, and then through the stands. The Pamir Highway in Tajikistan, which looks absolutely stunning, is pretty rough in parts. So, but you're right. For the most part, we will be on tarmac this time. But I'm sure we'll get some chances to test the vehicle's abilities. It'd be a pity if we didn't, that's for sure.
But of course, the whole point about first overland was that they didn't know whether they'd be able to get through the Burmese jungle on the Stillwell Road, the Lido Road. Are you going to be able to go back in the reverse direction?
Well, Alex and I, who've known each other for years, actually got together originally professionally to look at the possibility of retracing as many sections of that as possible. But realistically, it has actually gotten more difficult in the last 10 years rather than easier. So some of Burma's simpler to travel in, particularly the cross-border travel from Thailand and into India through the designated border points is easy, much easier than it would have been in the past. But in the far north, we're going to try and see if it's possible, and I need to start putting the feelers out. But realistically, that border hasn't been officially open for, well, a very, very long time. Yeah, yeah. So including when the first overland did it, of course. So yeah, we'll do everything we can, but it's most likely that northern route won't be possible, unfortunately.
There's elements of making up as you go along.
Absolutely.
But you mentioned Tibet. Mm. Tibet's a long way up.
It is. My concerns in that area and what we need to be most careful of in terms of evac and support is the distance, though. It is a great altitude, but we're taking a long time to get up there, and a lot of the issues with altitude sickness do tend to be in acclimatization. So, for me, yes, it's something we have to bear in mind. We do have our team doctor with us all the time, which is great. But it's in those regions in Tibet and Xinjiang, you really are a very, very long way from anywhere. They're some of the most remote places in the world. So it is more the remoteness that we need to kind of be taking into account than the altitude. Although the altitude is certainly an issue. Particularly for the cars, of course.
Quite. But let's put it quite bluntly. It's one thing to be a very adventurous young person in their 40s, 50s. Tim will celebrate his 88th birthday en route.
Yes, that's right. Alex,
he's a brave
Tim
man.
And myself. Yeah. No, I mean, he's sprightly and he's energetic. But that, honestly, that's why having a doctor with us all the way. You know, Tim, of course, is aware of the potential risks. You know, I have a chat with him every other day about the latest developments and bringing him in. You know, there's so much going on. It's every team member kind of has their own responsibilities. But in a sense, it is what it is for all of us. You know, we go on this journey and there are risks built in and we take them. It's just as long as everybody's aware what those are and we've done everything we can to mitigate them, that's really all you can do.
So after this big adventure, the wheels of Oxford will once again touch UK soil.
Mm-hmm.
Any plans? What happens once you're at Dover or wherever it is you land?
Well, I mean, the first thing is we want Land Rover owners to be joining us at every available opportunity. So in some places that'll be more difficult and there will be less of them. There aren't that many Land Rovers in that part of China. But we have an amazing gentleman called Wong Hao Man, who's a true adventurer in Yunnan and Tibet. So we're hoping he can add to the caravan a little bit when we enter from Nepal. But no, we would expect the largest numbers to be at the start and the end. In Singapore, we are planning to have a record-breaking number of Land Rovers on the streets going off from the Formula One grid to the Malaysian border. And then when we arrive in England, there's less planning gone into that because we don't know exactly when that's going to happen. It's the nature of this kind of expedition. But for sure, whether it's people joining us earlier in Europe or whether it's from, you know, the end of the Channel Tunnel and through to London, we plan to finish it all at the RAC, as the original expedition did. No, we're very keen for people to reach out to us and have a chat about who might join and where.